Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Seahawks play the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons Monday night in Seattle. The Hawks are coming off a victory against the Arizona Cardinals, but that win also included a big loss. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about how the Seahawks are dealing with several injuries.
The worst of the injuries was to star cornerback Richard Sherman, who's done for the year with a torn Achilles. Art, where do the Seahawks go from here?
Well, they're not going to go up. This is really a difficult situation, and there are a couple of reasons. Obviously, every starting player is very valuable to the Seahawks, but Sherman in particular carries an ability that no one else has, and that is to eliminate half the field in the secondary to opponents. That's a big advantage for the Seahawks defense because they can devote energy to defending everybody else, knowing Richard can handle himself by himself. And so that asset is gone, and it's just about as valuable as what the Seahawks lost last year when Earl Thomas went down, the free safety. He's so fast at covering sideline to sideline that it does limit the opponent's options. And the reason this is the most important part of the Seahawks team is because Pete Carroll's philosophy is defense first. He says, do not allow passes over the top of the defense. In other words, no long bombs. That's the prime directive of Pete Carroll. And when Earl Thomas last year and now Richard Sherman this year are out with injuries, it really compromises the ability of the Seahawks to execute properly. Because if you don't start with defense and eliminating that long pass, things start to crumble quickly.
Well, they've brought back two players to help fill the void.
Right. They just brought back Jeremy Lane, who is a veteran, a six-year guy, was not with the Seahawks for 24 hours right. 2 weeks ago because he got traded to Houston in order to bring left tackle Duane Brown to Seattle, but he failed the physical, and he had to come back to Seattle, and the Seahawks substituted a draft choice to take him back. He's a good veteran, experienced guy, but he's certainly not Richard Sherman. They also brought back an ex-Seahawk, Byron Maxwell, who was cut by Miami. He was part of the Super Bowl teams in 2013 and 2014, and he's going to be a limited reserve. So there's obviously a drop down from Sherman, and that's going to be a difficult thing because the other cornerback position is occupied by a rookie, Shaquille Griffin. He is a very good player and has matured, I think, beyond anyone's imagination, but he's still a rookie.
Well, compounding this, there are some other injuries that were sustained during the Thursday night
right.
game.
Right, and we don't know the extent of them, but we know that Cam Chancellor, the safety, had a neck stinger. Defensive tackle Jaron Reed pulled a hamstring. And running back C.J. Procise is now pretty much done for the season with a sprained ankle. So these things have really piled up in kind of a calamitous game. Even though they beat Arizona, it was at really high cost.
So there's a lot of frustration being expressed by several players, including the Seahawks' Doug Baldwin, about that and about the fact that Thursday Night Football even exists. What's
right.
your view on that?
Well, it was carnage. And it really, I think, across the NFL evoked some outrage by the players who are lamenting that 4 days of rest is not sufficient to recover from a previous Sunday's game. And I agree with them that this is a risk to their long-term health. However, I think most fans don't understand that the players and the owners agreed to Thursday night games as part of collective bargaining 3 years ago when they had the new deal. So if the players don't want Thursday games, they're going to have to take less money in the next bargaining agreement. I don't know if they're ready to do that or not, but both parties have to come to an agreement to eliminate the games, and I would be very skeptical if that's going to happen because it would cost money, and the NFL doesn't do things like that.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.